Be young, be happy. I'm not answering yes to your question, neither am I saying no. There was no way of knowing for sure if their scan had worked. Everything was underground and covered up. Mobilization would only take a matter of minutes. I watched her dress for the last time. It's no good, she said. I'm going. Green looked at me as though I were a starfish. If only my heart would stop pounding. The times I wanted to hit out. But fish in the sky, who would believe that? Drink or drugs? Queried Green of Robert. He stood there looking at an ancient map of China. I brought up again the fact that she'd been abducted. Both their faces became coincident in thought and expression. Snap, I thought, but they never knew even then. I read Green's eyes going over Maudie's buttocks, and here he was doing a clean air act with me. Thomas Hardy, he said. Thomas bloody Hardy. That's who I was thinking of. Nobody said he was lying because nobody asked him. There were only the three of us, and Roberts was straight from a backward planet for the rest of his life. God damn it, fellow, admit it, will you? You're working for the other side. I honestly didn't know what he was talking about. Do you think I'm going to sit around and starve while you fuckers study your wall charts? He'd be the one of the select, guided through false walls, drainage and subway systems, two-way mirrors and time controls. Right then I turned out of any bell he tried to ring. I could see her again with that stricken face, afraid to call for help, afraid. Maudie thought of Green and then he flew over in the final dust cloud. Startled, he said, perhaps I've been on this case far too long. It was then I made her a cup of tea, dreaming of the years gone and the ones to come.